Welcome to the Organized 365 podcast. My name is Lisa Woodruff, and I'm a professional organizer and blogger in Cincinnati, Ohio. I want to help you get your home organized and help you organize life stages and unexpected events. So sit back, relax, and let's get organized. Are you ready for your Sunday planning time? You know, I am always talking about the Sunday basket and how using the Sunday basket has really helped me save so much time and sanity. And even if all of my paperwork isn't organized, at least I know where it is. It's in the Sunday basket. So I've been thinking about this. Like, I've written like 29 blog posts about the Sunday basket. I wrote a book about it. I joined Longaberger so you can buy the Sunday basket that I have. I've done videos. I do speaking engagements. Like, I'm constantly talking about the Sunday basket. And so this summer, I wanted to design a couple of printables that would make it much easier for you to do your Sunday planning time. Because the more I thought about it, the more I realized that the fact that I plan out my week on Sunday night saves me hours and hours of time every week. Like, I know it's been statistically proven. I don't know where the data is, but I know it's out there. The people who plan their day the night before save an hour a day. Like, that's how much time they save. And most successful people plan their week on a Sunday night. Like, I can't even tell you how many podcasts I listen to when they say, what's the key to your success, or how are you so productive? And they say, well, I plan my week on Sundays. And when I first started telling people about the Sunday basket, it was the Sunday basket, and that does take an hour or two to go through on Sunday, but it's more than that. It's the whole idea of setting up your entire week for success. And since I'm working during the week, and I have the weekend to do things for the family, I realized that I stopped doing very many home-related tasks during the week. And I stopped doing things that, you know, extra things during the week because I had to work and drive kids here, there, and everywhere. And I put all of those things off to the weekend. And I often work on Saturday, so that puts everything to Sunday. And it turns out that I spend quite a few hours on Sunday getting ready for the week. I do all of our laundry that day. I organize all of the kids' stuff for school. I plan our menu. I plan my calendar. I go through email and try to get it to inbox zero on Sunday. I just do everything on Sunday, and it does take me a long time, but I love doing it. Like, I like doing it, and I'm the kind of person that does laundry every single day. So if you're the kind of, I mean, all in one day, if you do all of your laundry at one time and you like to do like 4, 5, 6 loads in one day, you'll love how I tell you how to organize your week. If you're the kind of person that puts a load of laundry in every morning and then changes it an hour later and finishes it up that day, like you complete one full load of laundry every single day and you do a little bit every day, you'll get a lot out of this too, but you'll like to plan your day the night before. It might be too much for you to plan your entire week. So just see what resonates with you. Leave a comment. Let me know if that's right or that's not right. But I think that's kind of right. Like, I'm a big picture person. I want to know what's coming up for the entire week and then break it down day by day, as opposed to just going day by day. My husband is a day by day kind of guy. So there are two printables that you can get for free, and they're on the blog right now. And they are a Sunday basket planning time printable, where I have a weekly checklist. So you could just go through and check off the things that you do every single week. You can make a list of your work to-dos and a list of your home to-dos. And then the second printable is like a planner sheet. Like, you would print out from a planner where you could see your whole week at a glance, and it's divided in hour time blocks from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. Now, even though I'm completely electronic, I have all of my calendar on Google Calendar, color-coded. I love it. I still need to physically write out my week on one of these planner sheets so that I can figure out where everything's going to fit in, because I don't put on my calendar like driving the kids to school or what my top three work and home things are of the day. I only put in appointments and calls. So the appointments and calls then transfer onto this paper sheet. And then I'm able to see, okay, I've got a 3-hour block there or a 2-hour block there. Or like, for example, I'm recording this in my car, staring at a pine tree as usual, while my son is being tutored. So he's in it tutoring. And even though I have on my calendar tutoring, next to that, I put record podcasts because I know I'll be in a car. People can look at me strange. It's nothing new, nothing new there. People look at me strange anyway. But this is a great quiet use of my time while he's in there. And I know I'm not going to be interrupted because I put my phone on silent and I'm not listening to it. So that's how I fit things into little pockets. Now on my planner sheet, okay, so this planner sheet has these times 7 to 9 p.m. And then I shaded the hours of 7 a.m., noon, 5 p.m. because those are the times when you typically eat. So I could put in there, you know, like that's a way for you to put in what you're going to eat at those times. Or, you know, I just thought that was a good divider too. So then that divides your day up into 3 5-hour chunks of time from 7 a.m. to noon, from noon to 5, and from 5 to 10. So I like to look at what I'm going to do in the morning, what I'm going to do in the afternoon, what I'm going to do in the evening. That kind of helps me with my energy level and what I'm going to get done. Now at the top, I have my work top three and my home top three. So sometimes it'll be a day where I'm just going to focus on the home. Like Sunday is a day when I focus just on the home and I have a whole bunch of home tasks to do. And some days I focus just on work and I have a whole bunch of work tasks to do. But no matter whether it's a home day or a work day, I find that I rarely get more than three tasks done. Now, yesterday was an awesome day. Let me tell you about yesterday. On yesterday, I had three work tasks and three home tasks, and I got them all done, which is like a miracle. I think it's because I didn't have to drive any children anywhere, and I was home all day. So for my work tasks, I had a coaching call to do. I had to stuff and mail all of the brochures for my professional organization business. And then I also had to set up a 31 party for somebody for August. And then my home tasks were, I had to get caught up on all of our laundry, which was 6 loads. I had to have my son complete his online PE class for gym. And I had to have my daughter work on her summer writing. And all of those things actually got done yesterday. Now, today is all about recording podcasts for my work. And then after I'm done recording the podcasts, I'm going to go write the blog posts because all the information is still in my head. And the thing that I'm doing for home is I'm driving my son for tutoring and I got him glasses. So I had two work things and two home things. And I'm able to get all that done today because, again, I'm doing very little driving. Some days I only have a couple of work things or a couple of home things and that's all I'm able to get done. But I find when I have this gigantic to-do list that I'm staring at, I don't get as much done as when I pick out the top three things that I want to do for either work or home. Sometimes I do that the night before. This week, I sat down on Sunday night and I plugged in what I was going to do for the entire week. I rarely do that, but we just got back from the beach and so my head is swimming and I was like, I just have so much work to do. I have to do all of this work. Now, the Sunday Blasket Planning Time printable on the left-hand side is 3 columns. The first column is a weekly checklist. You might want to customize this. And there are a couple of lines at the bottom where you can add things on there that are your every week to-dos. But here are the things that I find that I need to do every week, and I put them on Sunday. So number one is to pay bills and get out the weekly cash. Sometimes I do that on Friday. So it's not like you have to do all of these things on Sunday, but this is like on the weekend, you're going to be checking these things off. The next one is to reboot your computer and your cell phone. I constantly forget how to do this. And when I remember that I need to do it is when like my iPhone is freezing and it will no longer ring or whatever. I'm like, oh, you know, maybe it's been like a year since I turned it off. So just having this on my Sunday basket planning checklist, I'm like, okay, reboot the computer, reboot the cell phone as I go about. None of these things are going to take a lot of time, but they're all those things that we forget to do because they're not on a checklist somewhere. The next thing is to get my email inbox to 0. That does not happen every week, but usually I'll take a couple hours on the weekend and really knock out as many things as I can in my email. Because if there are things still in my email from a week before, it's either that I don't want to do that and I don't know how to say no, or I'm trying to figure out if I have enough time or resources to do whatever's being asked. And often it is on these Saturday or Sunday times where I'll go, you know what? That opportunity will come around again. I'm just out. I'm not going to do it. The other thing I have next to that is to check your texts and Facebook messages. So this may not be an issue for you, but it is for me. Like we just got back from the beach and I know I have to do this because in one of those texts while I was at the beach, I have an address of something I have to mail somebody. And there were a couple Facebook messages that came through that I haven't followed up with. I prefer everything go in my email inbox because that's my to-do list, my electronic to-do list, and I plow through that thing. And I tend to forget about texts and Facebook messages. So I have to remind myself every week to go in and really check those and clear those out. Next is the grocery store. if you forget to do this, I'm sure your husband or children will tell you all about it. And then meal planning is shortly after that. Laundry, which we all have to do. And then make an errand list is next. Now, this saves me a ton of time because a lot of the things on our to-do list are really errands. Like, for example, right now I need to go to the dollar store to buy a couple of things. I need to go to Meijer because they're having a good sale. I have the coupons already in the car. I have to pick up a prescription at Walgreens. I have a couple of things that need to go to the dry cleaner. Okay, all of these things stay in our head and they wear us down and they make us think that we have something to do and we can't remember what that is. So on Sunday night, I will make a list of everything that needs to be done outside of the house. All of those things are on the list. And then what I like to do, because I like to do all things at one time, is I'll pick a day, like mine's going to be Wednesday this week. And on Wednesday, I will just plow through that list in a couple of hours and get it all done at once. Again, you might be the kind of person that wants an errand a day on the way to work, on the way home, however you do it. But having one list and keeping the list in the car really will save you a lot of time. Next is to go through the Sunday basket. And I'm not going to go through the Sunday basket right now. You guys have heard me talk about the Sunday basket a million bajillion times. But the one thing I will say is you have to take everything out of the Sunday basket. Like you physically have to scoop it all out onto your bed or the floor or the desk or whatever. Set the empty Sunday basket to the side. Pick every single thing up and say, can this wait until next Sunday? If it can, it goes back in the Sunday basket. If it can't, it stays on the desk or the bed or wherever you are, and that becomes your to-do list. I only say that because I go in some of your houses as a professional organizer, and you go, the Sunday basket isn't working for me. I'm like, oh no, how can the Sunday basket not be working? The Sunday basket always works. And I'll say, well, when's the last time you emptied it? Oh, we're supposed to empty it? Okay, so yes, you have to empty it. Like, it will not work. I know, it's so tempting to just flip through there and go, no, that can all wait. But that's how we got into this mess in the first place, isn't it? It will not take that long. You'll get faster and faster at it every week. But the same thing will happen with your email or your Sunday basket that happens with me for email, which is you will pick up this piece of paper for like the 12th week in the row and you'll be like, you know what? This opportunity will come around again. I'm throwing this out. I'm saying no. I'm getting rid of it. Because you're just so sick and tired of seeing the paper that you're clearly not going to deal with anyway. Just get rid of it. So it's not even just the Sunday basket or the email. It's really us training ourselves on how we're going to get this stuff done and what we're going to say yes to and what we're going to say no to. All right, the next thing on the list is to plan my week, which I already told you about with the other printable. Then place any online orders. I know I've talked about this too, but you guys know I love placing online. Like, for example, before I left to drive my son and then to record these podcasts, I jumped onto Amazon because I'm ordering this new organizer thing for my personal assistant, and I had to order a book that I'm going to talk about on a different podcast. So I ordered those two things and I clicked send and I went, darn it, I forgot. I have to order more address labels. And I thought, oh, well, went right back in, ordered address labels. I'm an Amazon Prime member. Clicked, no shipping. Boom. Ordered those for $7. They're on their way too. I have just decided that if it can be ordered on Amazon Prime, on Amazon, like I order it. I order it from my phone. I order it from my computer. Whenever I think of it, I order it because I don't have to pay shipping. And by the time I actually write it on an air list, get to the store to buy the thing and come home, it will have already shown up. I mean, Amazon Prime comes in 2 days. It will have already shown up. So I go through my week, figure out what I need, place all my orders on Sunday. The next one is dry cleaning and prescriptions, just a reminder. And then the next one is to charge your Fitbit and tablets and things like that. These devices, like my phone, has to be charged every night, right? But some of our devices don't have to be charged every night. And so you wake up in the morning and the Fitbit is not charged. Well, great. You're walking out the door. What good is that now? Or you're going to take your tablet with you and it's not charged. So just to give it a good charge on Sunday night really helps. Then the middle column is your work to-dos. And the right-hand column is your home to-dos. Now, if you have a master to-do list like I do, or multiples like I do, I have to-do lists everywhere. What I like to do on Sunday night is say, okay, what 5 to 10 things are really going to get done this week? And then put them on this list. So I know, okay, great. I have 800 million things that I want to do, but these 5 I'm going to try to get done this week. And if I get these 5 done, then I can go back to the myriad of ideas I have and pull more onto my to-do list. The act of doing this just like I said in the last podcast about the 40 weeks, one whole house. It's not even just the act of doing what I'm telling you to do. It's the mental mindset. Because after you do this over and over and over again, every week, you'll start to realize that, oh, you know what? I always write this on my to-do list and I never do it. So clearly this is not the right stage of life for me to be doing this. Or I've mastered that. I no longer want to do that. Or you know what? I never seem to get to reading my favorite book. So that's now the top of my home to-dos is to read an hour a week. You know, it's never going to happen unless I put it on this list. So I'm going to put it on this list. So hopefully these two printables will really help you take control of your time and prioritize what it is that you want to get done for the week. All right. You guys have a great week.